It's Wednesday night and time for the Shadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
We had a blitz called on that same one. So right as that quarterback was throwing, he was getting hit and it kind of threw up a wobbly ball that kind of just landed right in my hands. And then I just kind of took off after that and tried not to look back too much.
Big thing for me is I pitch with emotion. I need to be very focused and almost angry in a way in order for me to pitch well. I mean, a lot of my teammates are like, oh, hey, you need to smile. But I'm like, hey, you know what? I need to be focused and I need to be here in the moment and I need to be, you know, a little angry.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
We're starting off a snowy CSE Sports Journal Wednesday with a red-hot performance in men's basketball Tuesday night. Bryce Latimer has been as good as anyone in America over the last 11 games, and last night he threatened the school's scoring record with a 43-point outburst, leading the Eagles past rival South Dakota Mines 85-76. Latimer made 13 of his 19 shots, all but one of his 14 free throws, and got within 8 points of the CSE single-game record 51 set back in the 1989-90 season by Josh Robinson. The Eagles needed every bit of Bryce's performance to come back from a 14-point deficit in the first half, 31-17. South Dakota Mines marksman Alejandro Rama came out blistering hot himself, scoring 20 points, and he hit all six of his threes before halftime. And the Hard Rockers were playing for one of two playoff spots left to be claimed this week. Shadron State has already claimed the number 5 seed for next Tuesday's opening round and will close out the regular season tomorrow night against second place Black Hill State at the Chicoine Center, provided the major snowstorm doesn't shut down roads from Colorado, where BH is playing tonight at Colorado Christian. The Eagle women also finish up the basketball season with Black Hills tomorrow. They'll be looking for an upset victory to snap a 7-game losing streak and conclude the year with their fifth and final victory. Mines took down the Eagles on Tuesday, 64-58, sending CSC to last place in the Yarmac right behind the Hard Rockers. Another quad of women's wrestlers will compete for national championships in Iowa next week. CSC placed third as a team at Regional Sunday. The school's first regional champion in its brief history of sponsoring the sport, Kaylee Garcia, won 3 bouts, taking the 143-pound class and qualifying. Senior Kinsey Smith has now made nationals in both of her seasons. Isabel Ortiz took third at 116 pounds. Camila Montenegro heads to the big stage with a silver finish at 170 in regionals. A huge weekend of wrestling is lined up for the Chicoine Center in town with the Men's Super Region 4 tournament hosted by CSC Saturday. 11 schools will be participating starting at 9 o'clock with placement matches beginning at 5 o'clock on Saturday night. The top three finishers in each weight bracket will qualify for men's nationals in Iowa. We don't know who the Eagles will be pairing with yet in regionals. Those things are decided during the coaches' seating meeting that happens on Friday night. There will be some great bouts for fans to take in. Nationally ranked programs, number 3, Nebraska Kearney, number 8, Adams State, 12th ranked Colorado Mesa, and number 17, Fort Hays State, along with 23rd ranked Western Colorado joining 23rd nationally ranked Shadron State, tied in that position. All qualifiers for a chance to wrestle at the national tournament. Ticket links are posted on the CSC Athletics website. You can also buy them at the door. And Adams State is hosting this weekend's RMAC Indoor Track and Field Championships Friday and Saturday. And according to Shadron State head coach Seth Mischke in an article from the school this week, roughly 15 men and 15 women, give or take a few, would make the final qualification standards. Eagles softball back on the road in Colorado. They've got 4 games at Regis this weekend. The Eagles dropped a 2-9 after drawing the toughest series of anybody to begin RMAC play last weekend at preseason favorite Colorado Christian. The Cougars shut CSC out twice by 8-0 scores and won 2 more by 8-3 margins. Shadron State faces a Ranger team that took the final 3 in their RMAC opening series against Pueblo. That is this week's very busy CSE Sports Journal. Tune in next week and all semester long as we bring you in focus inside teams throughout the spring semester with notes and interviews. I'm Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Exciting things have happened at Nebraska Bank with new colors, new logos, and enhanced technology. But there is one thing that you can bet that has not changed. The same personalized customer service and friendly faces you have come to know over the years. With 9 locations over the state of Nebraska and 4 of them in Alliance, Shadron, Hemingford, and Bridgeport, Nebraska Bank has made banking easier than ever just for you. Other banks have branches. Nebraska Bank has roots. Stop into one of their Panhandle locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Shadron State student athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.